Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
My best friend, Mary, she was like, you should go onto Moco Space and see if you can find someone to talk to. And I met Tyler.
Why haven't you video chatted?
Well, he wasn't comfortable enough yet with me to like actually video chat with me.
Do you think it could be Mary, the best friend?
I do think it could be Mary.
This could turn into a major situation.
Wait, we got a walker, guys.
My heart's racing.
I can't wait to catch a catfish creep. Let's do it.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Alyssa and Tyler.
All right, we're rolling. Let's see what we got. Alyssa, dear Neve and Max. My name is Alyssa. I'm 20 years old, and I'm from McAllen, Texas. 6 months ago, I met a great guy from California named Tyler, and we hit it off right away. I gave him my number, and we've been on the phone every day since. At the time, I was having serious problems with my friends and family, and Tyler was the one who helped me through it. I'm head over heels for this guy and would even say I love him. We've recently been talking about moving closer to each other. We've made plans to visit each other twice, but both times, Tyler backed out. The love I have for him made me stay around. Tyler means the world to me, and I want him in my life forever. I need to know the truth about Tyler. Alyssa, let's get her on the call.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Alyssa's head over heels in love with Tyler. But after 6 months, he still won't meet her in person. Max and I are already seeing a couple red flags in this one, but we want to dig in more to understand the whole story.
Alyssa!
Oh, hi.
Hi. We just got your email. You're 20 years old. Are you in school?
I'm trying to get into this RN program.
Why nursing?
Because I care about people.
Nice. How'd you meet this mystery man?
Tyler.
I met him on Moco Space.
What is that?
It's like a social media website where it has like open like chat rooms. At the time, I was going through a lot with my parents. So I was online like looking for someone to vent to. So I kind of just posted that in the chat like publicly. And he reached out to me. Tyler is the love of my life. I've grown to have these like crazy feelings for him. It's insane.
Look at her light up.
She literally has stars in her eyes when she talks about him.
He is someone that I've confided in. I've never really had someone like that in my life.
Why haven't you video chatted?
Well, he wasn't comfortable enough yet with me to like actually video chat with me. We've actually like tried to meet up like twice already, but he backed out last minute because he was having problems at home. I was hurt. That's when things kind of started getting suspicious to me. Like, we've actually never spoken on the phone.
Wait, I thought you said you've been on the phone with him since you met him.
Like it's been through like texting, like back and forth.
Why don't you talk on the phone?
It's always like his excuse. Babe, I'm not comfortable. I don't really talk on the phone.
Does Tyler have like a Facebook page or an Instagram or Snapchat or any of that?
I've never looked him up. I know it sounds ridiculous, like all these things, but it's like I love him. Like there has to be an explanation. My life's on hold right now for this one guy that I'm in love with.
All right, well, look, we're going to track down this Tyler character.
We'll be there soon.
I'm so excited.
Bye.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Texas. Yeehaw!
When we land in McAllen, Texas, we're hit with a torrential downpour. In the car, I can hardly see out the windshield. It's raining so hard, and the streets are totally flooded. But Max and I hardly notice. We're focused on the case.
So we got Alyssa, who's 20. She meets this guy, Tyler, who never talked on the phone after over 6 months, which is nuts.
And she said she never even looked for him on social media.
And then we get a text.
Who is this from? Hey, Max and Neve, I was talking to my parents last night and they weren't cool with us meeting at our house.
All right.
Luckily, my friend's mom said we could meet at her place. Here's the address. All right.
As we drive through town in the rain, there's not a lot to see. It's mostly industrial complexes and strip malls. Cars slosh through the flooded streets, but ahead, I can see the clouds are breaking and the sun is beginning to shine through.
Is this normal for Texas? Like Florida. It rains and it's sunny. This is it.
We pull into a trailer park. The wet aluminum siding of all the homes glistens in the sun. When we get out of the car, we look for the address Alyssa gave us and we find it. There's a screened porch in front and we can see Alyssa inside waiting.
Come on in.
So this is your friend's place?
Yeah.
But she's not here right now.
No.
Alyssa has a big, friendly smile and greets us like we're long-lost relatives. She's dressed casually, a thick flannel shirt and blue jeans. Her red lipstick matches her shirt. She's kind of adorable. We sit down in the living room and get right to it.
Cool. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's get the timeline of how you met Tyler.
So 6 months ago, I was having struggles with my parents. I feel like they don't have trust in me because when I was younger, I was talking to people like online and like my mom found out about it and she freaked out. So because of that, you know, like they started giving me less and less privacy. I'm 20 years old. And when I go out with my friends, like it's like, oh, like, yeah, you can go out, but you know, I want you home at 8 o'clock. I had a group of friends, they got frustrated and they left.
They were just like, we're tired of hearing you complain about your parents.
The only one that really like stuck around was my best friend, Mary. She's supportive. She was like, you should go onto Moco Space and see if you can find someone to talk to. So I did. That night, I went onto Moco Space and I met Tyler.
Wait, were you with your friend?
No, what? She wasn't with me.
Had you already been on that website or did you have to like make a profile?
I had to make a profile. And he reached out to me because he as well had family problems. And that was one of the main things we connected over. Finally, someone who gets me. He's like the love of my life. He's everything to me. Like he means so much.
And if we were to find out who Tyler was, and if you guys were to fall in love, you know, officially, you'd consider moving to California.
Absolutely. I need to get out of here.
It's all on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at what you guys are talking about. Let's go right to the source here.
I'm going to scroll up a little bit.
Go ahead.
Oh, lots. Whew. It's a serious romance. I love you. I love you too. Can I get a kiss? He said, of course. You guys are gross. You said, you're the best. And then he said, there's no way I'm the best, because how am I the best when I'm talking to the best, AKA you? This is pretty adorable. I mean,
he's so ridiculous. Like, he's so stupid. Like, I'm usually not that, like,
no one should ever see this text exchange.
By the way, if I don't say much, it's because I'm not in the best mood. Do you remember how I told you a while ago that my friend was sick with pancreatic cancer? He just passed away this morning.
The C word, that's not good.
A lot of the time when people have plans to meet up with someone,
someone gets in a car crash or someone who has cancer dies of cancer. Right. No one has any other disease. C's. Car crash, cancer. I want to see a picture.
Yeah, can we see what it looks like?
All right.
Oh, boy. These pictures are insane.
Super ripped.
First of all, Tyler's pants are pulled down way too low, and he's got a crazy six-pack. He's posing in the mirror, doing his best Instagram influencer thing.
Ripped. Lots of mirror pics, lots of ab shots. How have you guys not exchanged Instagrams?
He's got his fist out. He's making some kind of cool guy sign. I don't know what he's doing, but there's another shot of him in the mirror, and now he's in the bathroom, and again, without a shirt.
This guy definitely has an Instagram and definitely has a Facebook
page. Correct.
Yeah.
Listen to me. You are not talking to this guy. You're not.
You gotta kind of know that. Considering the fact that you met him on this site and that he won't talk to you on the phone, I'm sure we're not the first time you've thought that, like, maybe it's not this guy.
I mean, I'm not gonna 100% agree with you, but I see where you're coming from. Even if that is the case, this person is still someone that I want to say I'm in love with.
So what Tyler looks like has no effect on how real both of your feelings are for each other.
Right. This is someone that's been there for me. His appearance means nothing to me.
All right. So you've got a best friend, Mary, mm-hmm. who is sweet and sensitive and caring.
Right.
You're telling me, Mary says, I know what you should do. Go on Moco Space and you'll meet someone. And then you go on Moco Space and the first person that texts you is Tyler, who you don't speak to ever on the phone. You've never heard Tyler's voice.
No.
Tyler seems to know all the right things to say, but won't meet you in person.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the television star Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes.
Do you understand what Max is saying?
Yes, I understand what Max is saying.
That your best friend could be Tyler.
Yes. But, like, I don't think that's the case. Like, she's my best friend.
It is a strange coincidence.
It's a coinky.
It's something to consider.
It's time overdue for me to finally find out the truth. After confiding in someone who may possibly not even be real.
We're gonna help you figure that out. We're gonna get through this together. Si se puedes. So anything you can send us, put it in an email.
Okay.
Vámonos. Good to meet you.
You too.
We'll talk to you later. Send us that email.
Sounds good, I will.
In the car on the way back to the hotel, Max and I are suspicious. The photos are of some good-looking dude who knows his best angles. He's got that homegrown influencer feel. You know, 15 ab shots, lots of close-ups, always in a bathroom mirror. You can't see anything else about his world.
He could not have picked a more obvious hot guy fake.
The poor girl is very naive.
The fact that they've never talked on the phone means Alyssa could be talking to a woman. Do you think it could be Mary, the best friend?
I do think it could be Mary.
This situation could be really terrible.
At the hotel, Max and I set up a command center in our room. We've got the photos, Tyler's number, a laptop, and a handful of clues.
All right, so look, here's what we got. Alyssa meets some guy named Tyler on Moco Space. Because she's going through a hard time and he's really helping her through it, she gives him her number, they start texting, and from there, it's like constant texting all day, every day. But they haven't talked on the phone, which is possibly the biggest red flag. And her best friend, Mary, is still a suspect. I think we both have a hunch it could be a female.
It's all figured out.
I think I got it.
Ain't nothing to it.
You want
to do it.
All right, here it is, the email from Alyssa. Hey, Neve and Max. Here's all the info I have to help with finding Tyler. I've attached all the photos he sent me. Here are the pics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at this kid.
Okay, we knew the guy liked posing without a shirt, but Max and I are looking at an entire page of ab shots.
I think if I search hot teenage boy, which I've never done before. But seriously, let's just see what comes up. We actually search hot teenage boy abs.
Oh, you're adding abs.
I'm adding abs. Okay, let's go to images.
Oh my God, it's him.
And look, there's more.
Unbelievable.
Here.
Oh my God. Literally the internet definition of hot teenage boy abs.
Oh my God.
This is awkward. His name is Mike. This is a real guy.
It is a real guy.
Okay, so this obvious catfish.
We got our man.
Now let's find out who the person actually is.
Let's do a search for Tyler's phone number. Kathy. Oh.
Reminder, we always bleep everyone's last name to protect their privacy.
In Sacramento.
Kathy.
It's a woman's
name. In Sacramento.
Name.
And here's an address.
So it is in California.
Okay.
But it's registered to a woman named Kathy. Now that could be the mother.
Typically a teenager would have a phone under a parent's name.
Sure.
But she has a different last name. Girl, let's look up Kathy on Facebook. Look at this. Kathy
from Sacramento.
But a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Lives in Sacramento from Sacramento.
The profile picture is just a Cowboys helmet, and it says, "Let's go, Cowboys."
That's got to be her. But I mean, she's tied to Texas somehow.
Which is weird.
It's a woman. This could be the woman who's actually talking to Alyssa.
Number comes back registered to Kathy, which is either Tyler, a middle-aged woman, or Tyler's mother. That doesn't fully explain the last name.
Well, we don't even know if Tyler is anyone's name.
Let's do an Instagram search. Look at this.
Tyler. Oh, my God. Is this his Instagram page? Where is this guy?
I can't see because no information.
There's not one picture. He only has one post.
A Cowboys.
Oh, man. The Cowboys is the dead giveaway.
Yeah. We see that he's a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Kathy.
Also Dallas Cowboys fan.
Which would make sense. Because if she's his mother, that family just loves the Cowboys. We should look up Tyler on Facebook.
Right, she said she never even looked for him on Facebook.
Ooh, there's a lot of them. All right, well, that's annoying. Maybe just search his phone number on Facebook.
Oh!
Boom, we got a hit.
What? I searched his phone number and it came up to a profile for Tyler.
Same last name as the guy she's talking to. Look, there's his.
What? That's not a
Cowboys.
We're looking at an image of the same helmet that was on Kathy's profile. This one says Cowboys 2016.
Whoa, look, there's a picture.
What? It's gotta be him.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Max and I hit the jackpot. I mean, we're talking bullseye. Tyler's phone number is attached to a Facebook profile, and guess what? Tyler doesn't look anything like Abs Guy. Tyler's got short brown hair and glasses, and there's an unmade bed in the background, and he's sitting in what looks like a gamer chair.
So it's not Mary. I really thought it was Mary.
We know that the phone number's registered to Kathy.
Kathy is a Cowboys fan, lives in Sacramento.
He's a Cowboys fan.
And lives in Sacramento.
I think this is our guy.
All right, we found him.
All right, look, I think we've got very promising evidence.
Got some good leads. That was a
We're getting good at this.
We've got some good leads, but we still need more proof before we take it to Alyssa. But where to look? In the morning, I give my wife Laura a call. Sometimes when I get stuck, I talk it through with her, and more times than not, she thinks of something I haven't.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
How's Texas?
It's good. We did our investigation yesterday. This guy is an obvious catfish. We know it's obviously not the guy in the pictures, but we didn't find a ton about the actual guy except for one profile on Facebook. Usually we like to find a little bit out about the catfish.
Is it possible that he's catfishing a bunch of people?
I mean, he's got this profile on Moco Space, but
yeah,
can't access like his inbox.
Come on, Neve.
You want me to just hack into the Moco Space website?
Well, I mean, you have to have some sort of technique.
Yeah, we Googled his phone number.
Have you checked all the social media?
Yeah.
Did you try running the number on Moco Space?
I don't even know if you can do that. Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm going to try right now.
Okay.
All right, here's the number. Whoa.
Did you get something?
This is a big deal.
Go tell Max.
Oh, my God. Max is going to freak out.
You got to see this.
What?
Check this out. On the Moco Space page, there's a way to search using a phone number. And in searching the phone number,
yeah,
these are all profiles.
Whoa.
Connected to that phone number.
What?
All of these. So there's Tyler is Sexy, which is the one he probably was using. Then there's
Brandon, Michael. What? So he's using different guys with different abs.
Right. It's just weird. It's weird.
I'm looking at a bunch of dudes' profiles. I mean, almost a dozen. The guys mostly have their shirts off and they're all showing their abs. And of course, their faces are cropped out of the shots. But they all have weird handles like Marcus_sexfiend and Chester_hotboy.
It makes me think that this is not creepy. Just like a sort of insecure nerd, but actually this guy's really creepy and currently talking to lots of girls.
This could turn into a major situation.
It's time to break the news to Alyssa. This is not going to be fun. We head back over to her friend's house, and again, she's waiting for us with a smile.
Hello.
Come in.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
But this time, her face falls a little when she sees us. I think she can tell something's wrong.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Facing reality?
Yeah.
It's scary. We all got to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to just walk you through what we found. We actually, I think, more than usual, found kind of a lot. Good news is, we don't think it's Mary. So, the first thing we did yesterday when we got back to our hotel, the very first thing was a Google search and typed in hot teen boy abs into Google and look what came up. Tyler. The first three photos are Tyler.
Okay.
I'm sorry. These are not pictures of Tyler. His name is Mike.
Alyssa looks totally crushed.
Someone literally was like, I need an avatar for someone that a girl is going to like. Let me just type in hot teenage boy abs. Took the first picture.
So the laziest
right.
thing a catfish could do would be to use this guy. Okay. All right, let's keep going. we needed to figure out who this Tyler guy is. So we ran his name, and long story short, eventually we found a Facebook account named Tyler in Sacramento. And there's one photo. At this point, we feel as confident as we can that the guy you're talking to, his name is Tyler. He does live in Sacramento. He's about 19 years old. And I think this is him.
I can't believe I've been so blinded for this long. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to think. Like,
obviously, we were curious to see if the Moco Space profile was still up.
Okay. I don't want to hurt Alyssa, but we have to tell her the whole truth. Tyler is potentially dangerous.
So we went to Moco Space, and on the homepage, there's a way to search using a phone number. So we ran the phone number, and 12 profiles came up. Tyler is sexy AF. Tyler is hot AF. Brandon. Mike, I mean, the guy's got 12 different profiles that all are doing the same thing, actively. You may not be the only one he's talking to. You probably aren't.
That's so upsetting. Like, he sits here and, like, expresses these feelings for me, but I just don't understand how someone even has, like, the audacity to do this to someone.
I've been invested in this person, and for him to lie right off the bat from day one.
Alyssa is inconsolable. There's nothing we can do. We just have to give her time to process.
So what do you want to do now?
I still want to know who I'm talking to. I still want to know who I've been saying I love you to, like who I've confided in. Like, I need answers. I need the truth.
Let's give this guy a call. What do you say? I get bad service in here. All right, let's see if we can get better service outside. All right, here we go.
Please leave your message for...
Hello, Tyler. This is... Oh. Sorry, I ended that because as I was leaving that message, I got a text from Tyler. Who is this? This is Neve.
I hope he says who.
From Catfish. Can we chat?
Well, we know where he is. I say we just go.
Well, we're going. Oh, we just wrote back. I'm actually heading to class right now. We are coming to Sacramento to meet you. Find some time to meet up with us. All right. Well, hopefully he'll get back to us after class. In the meantime, let's just plan on leaving tomorrow and, like, figuring it out.
Okay.
Okay. Go pack a bag.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's super early in the morning and still dark outside, but Alyssa's ready and waiting for us on her porch. She's wearing a pink and black striped backpack and fluorescent orange hoodie and has a purple tote on her arm. We're headed to the airport to catch a flight for Sacramento in hopes of reeling in this catfish.
From Tyler, he said he'll meet us today. There's a park called Miller Regional Park that we can meet. Let's head over there.
Let's not waste any more time.
Outside, it's a typical California day, sunny and bright. But in the car, it's not so sunny.
How are you feeling right now?
I can't even begin to understand, like, why me?
It looks like he's got a lot of other profiles.
Right.
Right, what is he using them for? Are there other Alyssas out there? He could just be collecting people.
I can't even understand how someone can have the mentality to do that to someone else. And for someone who knows how invested I am in this, and they're playing me like it's fucked up.
All right, well, you ready for this?
All right.
It's still early when we pull into the parking lot and walk down a grassy hill to a picnic bench. It's surrounded by trees overlooking the lake, and it's beautiful.
It's pretty down here. Guess we just wait. How you doing?
I feel like I'm getting more and more anxious by the second.
Stay confident. Defend yourself and let them know how you feel.
Someone's getting out of their car right now. Who's this guy? We got a walker, guys.
Oh my God. My heart's racing.
The guy is heavy set and has short brown hair and glasses. As he gets closer, it's clear it's the same guy from the Facebook photo. And Alyssa knows it too. She stands back, stone-faced, arms crossed.
Hi. Neve. Tyler. Nice to meet you.
I just want to get some things out of the way. How old are you?
19.
You're 19. And are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you really have a friend that had cancer?
Yes.
They passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. So, except for the photo, everything you've told her has been honest?
Yes.
How do you feel about Alyssa?
She's the best thing that ever happened to me. I love her. I really do love her and care about her.
She's right in front of you.
Yeah. Alyssa came a long way to meet you. Whatever you need to say, you should say it. Probably her.
I do regret sending you the fake picture. I was afraid that if you saw the real me, you wouldn't want to talk to me anymore. And I didn't want that at all. I'm sorry.
Like, do I really seem like that type of person who would judge when you know my entire life I've been judged?
You honestly don't.
Okay, so what's your excuse?
It was just a really rough time for me, and I just was afraid.
Why wouldn't you talk to her on the phone?
Because honestly, for me, it's easier to text.
But why not just an occasional phone call just so, you know, she could hear your voice and it would just make you guys a little closer?
Honestly, talking on the phone makes me a little uncomfortable sometimes because I don't know what to say and it's just easier for me to text.
Okay.
Why did you create the profile in the first place?
I was on the internet on my phone and I saw something about Moco Space. And so I was like trying to figure out what that was. And then I clicked on it and I ended up making the profile. The only person I met on there was Alyssa.
But why do you have a lot of fake accounts on Moco Space?
That's my question.
I only thought I had the one.
But your phone number comes up linked to all the other
12 accounts.
12 accounts.
I have no clue what any of those other ones are. Honestly, I don't.
They're so similar to yours, that's what's weird.
Now is the time to come out with everything and not lie. We found those other profiles. It was very devastating to Alyssa. I think she just wants to know, are you only talking to her?
Yes.
You're not talking to anyone else?
No. I honestly have no clue about those other profiles. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't know 100% if I can believe everything you're telling me. You're not showing any emotion towards what you're saying.
Alyssa, I seriously am sorry I made you feel any type of way about me not being real. Honestly, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I love you.
I don't know if I can believe you. I don't know if it's the same anymore. I'm sorry, I need to walk away.
Tyler watches Alyssa walk away towards a small grove of trees with Max following behind. Tyler starts to cry. But we're here on a mission, and I still want to find out the truth.
It feels like you're lying. We can't really figure a way that there would be 12 nearly identical profiles that are all linked to the same phone number if they're not yours.
I don't know anything about those other profiles. I really don't.
I look over at Max and Alyssa. They're standing on the grass a short distance away, and Alyssa looks like she's crying. Max puts his arms around her and gives her a big hug.
I feel like I can't believe him.
I want to, but I don't know what's up with those other profiles.
It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense.
Back at the picnic table, Tyler has regained his composure and, once again, doggedly professes his innocence. He refuses to admit that he lied to Alyssa and who knows who else. He just won't own up to it.
I still love her. I still care about her. I'm still willing to do anything for her. Like I said, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. And nothing's going to change that.
You're saying all the right things, but obviously you understand that, like, she's got to rethink her relationship with you now that she's actually meeting you.
I glance over at Max and Alyssa. She has a serious look on her face. And then it looks like they're getting up. Alyssa is finally ready to confront Tyler face to face.
Think of the things you want to know, and let's go back there and ask him.
I think I'm ready.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Alyssa and Max make their way back to the picnic table where Tyler and I are waiting. She has a lot of questions for him, and for the first time since this whole thing went down, she looks pissed.
So, I think my biggest question is, why me?
Because honestly, when I was talking to you, you helped me through a lot of things. You did. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. You always made me laugh. You always made me smile. You have the greatest personality I've ever seen. You're just really special to me. I would do anything for you. And I swear on my mom's life, I really have no clue about those other profiles. I really don't.
It's like really hard for me to believe that. Literally all 12 are linked to your number.
I would not lie to you except about the picture, because I did lie to you about that, I'll be honest. But I wouldn't lie about this.
If you really like Alyssa and want a chance with her, now is the time to just come clean.
I'm telling the God honest truth. Those are not my profiles. I have no idea who created them. And I'm being dead serious on that.
Yeah, I know. It all sounds pretty fishy, but it's up to Alyssa now. She walks over and puts her hand on Tyler's shoulder.
I'm sorry for making you feel uncomfortable, but you put me in a position where I got hurt. And I've been hurt my entire life.
We can make it work. We can figure out some way to make this work.
Those added profiles don't add up. It doesn't make sense to me. You denied my trust for you. I don't think I have anything more to say.
Alyssa turns and walks back to me and Max. She's done. Tyler looks stunned. He takes the long walk back up the grassy hill alone. Max puts his arm around Alyssa's shoulder and we walk back to the car.
I feel bad for him. I understand why he did it, but it's still no excuse. I felt like he was just saying what I wanted to hear.
Well, that's what he's been doing for the last 6 months.
True.
I know Alyssa still has questions, and she deserves closure one way or the other. When the cameras stopped rolling, I asked Tyler if he'll tell Alyssa the truth if I can get her to meet him again. He promises he will. He even suggests we meet at his house. In the car, Alyssa agrees to give him one more chance.
He did really good.
Let's say he does come clean tomorrow. What then?
Would you date him?
I think so.
And look, the door is still open.
Do we want to push him on the profiles?
How do you feel, Alyssa, about him? Only if you wanted to get into a relationship with him now would I demand a clear answer on that.
I feel like that's the big reason why I don't.
Because he's not coming clean about that?
Right. I feel like he's not coming clean.
Tyler's got a lot to prove.
Here it is.
The next morning, when we get to Tyler's house, we're determined to get some answers.
Hey.
Come on in. You guys can just take a seat.
Tyler leads us to the living room and we all sit down. There's an awkward silence. It feels like everyone is holding their breath. And then Max says what we're all thinking.
Have you thought about what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
I still think it's a little weird that there would be 12 nearly identical profiles that are all linked to the same phone number if they're not yours. Are they yours?
No.
Tyler, I think you're a good guy. I think you've got a big heart. I think you feel genuinely about Alyssa. I think you do care about her. But I'm pretty sure those profiles are yours, whether you want to admit to it or not. If you don't feel comfortable telling Neve and I the truth, we can leave the room and you can talk to Alyssa.
Tyler nods. Max and I walk outside to give them some privacy.
Well, I think it'd be best if I don't sugarcoat things. I have a gut feeling that you're not being 100% honest with me.
I get that you are skeptical right now, and I completely understand that. You have every right to be. My honest intention was not to hurt you. I've always been very self-conscious in high school. I received letters that said things like everyone would be better off if you were dead, that I was ugly, that I was no one would ever care about me. And eventually I started believing it myself. I felt like every girl I pretty much talked to was going to end up rejecting me at some point. So when I put that picture up, it was a defense mechanism. And when I met you, you made me happy.
I feel like these stories that you're saying are excuses. We all go through shit. That's life. But you don't see me going to someone else and doing what you did to me.
I know that things aren't great between us right now.
They're not. Not even close.
I'm still here for you. I still love you. I still care about you. With time, we can get things back to the way they were.
I don't know if I have that time of day. And I don't mean to make you upset. I'm just trying to be real. Okay.
Can you at least get a hug?
You can walk me out.
When the door opens, Alyssa's in the front and Tyler's a few steps behind. No one looks happy.
You guys done for now?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Be good.
All right.
Tyler puts his head down and walks back to the house, and we climb into the car. As we drive away, Alyssa watches the door close.
I know it didn't end with everything feeling good, but you handled the situation really, really well.
It's a shame, because if he had been honest, maybe it could have worked out.
It's just like, he has all these good qualities, but like, he has a lot of growing up to do.
And so do you, in a different way. But you are further along than he is.
Yeah, I feel like I've grown up a lot.
That's the amazing thing about our job and these missions we do. The change is we get to see when someone does something brave and faces the truth and they grow. Like Alyssa. She's one of those people we look forward to catching up with again to see what else she's learned from the experience. So 2 months later, we give her a call. Alyssa!
Hey! How is everything?
I'm just focusing on school and focusing on work.
What about Tyler? Have you talked to him?
He's reached out to me. He was like, oh, hey, I can't stand not talking to you every day. It just kind of made me feel like he wasn't respecting my decision.
Even though you told him you needed some space.
So we haven't talked since.
Well, look, seems like you're doing all the right things, taking all the right steps. It's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa. Bye.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Kind of amazing, right? Alyssa is busy doing Alyssa, holding firm that she doesn't want a relationship based on lies. I'm really hoping Tyler has learned something from all this, too.
Tyler!
Hey!
How has everything been since we saw you?
It's been rough, but I'm getting through it, so.
You miss her?
Oh, yeah. There's something I wanted to tell you guys. I've been thinking about the profiles.
Well, wait, time out. I think Alyssa should probably hear this. Would you be open to conference calling her?
Yeah.
All right, get ready. Here she comes. Hey, guys. Tyler was going to tell us some things, and I think he should tell them to you.
Okay.
What I wanted to tell you is that when you were here, I said those profiles weren't mine. They were. I really never used those profiles. I only went on there to play games and things like that. I shouldn't have lied, and I'm sorry I did. I was just really nervous. I was really afraid, and I just really want you to like me.
I do appreciate the fact that you're finally being honest with me, like, but I need my space. I'm just trying to move forward.
It's movement in the right direction. Tyler understands that he shouldn't have lied to you, but people make mistakes. Alyssa, you've now heard him tell you the truth about something that you knew he was lying about. So hopefully there's some room now. There's a little opening for closure.
Right.
All right, guys. Take care. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes the best case scenario is closure. Face the truth, come clean, even when it's scary, and then learn from your mistakes. Call me a softy, but I hope Tyler can forgive himself or has at least learned enough to delete all the fake profiles. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound designed by Mark Bush. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Engineered by Sergio Enriquez and Eamon Drum. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelo.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide, when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.